And welcome back to Reacting Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another anime review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the aristocrats' overworldly adventures, serving gods who go too far.
Kanyo, aratamete to. Onushi wa nani mono ja?
Ayatsu ga 16 sai ni naru made ni kuni ichiban. Iya. 大陸一の強さになっていないと困る。会員の力が必要になる時がきっと来るからな。
So we have another isekai show, one that I have read and was looking forward to. I had some fond memories of reading this, so when I saw that they were doing an anime adaptation, I was like pleasantly surprised. I'm like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. So what's kind of the gist of the story? On his way to the convenience store, our main character, Kazuya Shina, tries to like protect two girls and ends up getting murdered. Or just gets stabbed. But, you know, he dies and he gets reincarnated as Kane, a young boy who is, for the most part, gifted by the gods' overwhelming abilities. You know, he's an overpowered character. And throughout his adventures, you know, you get your harem, you get your like weird mini bad guys to get to the big bad guys. So you're kind of standard overpowered and harem kind of protag going into this. For the most part, it seems generic, but you know, with the beginning of what's the show that I recently talked about last week, of smartphone, yeah, it's kind of, you know, that thing where in that it's kind of that similarity where she's like just another overpowered character. And this one, I was, there is a plot to it which I was like looking forward to seeing how it was being portrayed, except this time the way they went with the aristocrat show was in a more comedic and goofy manner, which in the beginning I was like, okay, so they're going the goofy route, okay, I'm okay with it. But as the show progressed, it never really lost that, and it kept just upping the goofiness, and that kind of really like barred down some of the really key moments that was the show. Like, this is where it's disappointing for me as someone who has read the series, because I know where some of the context for the show was going and some of the scenes I was like hoping to see eventually. And as to watch it, I was highly disappointed with how they decided to lay out the plot. Like, they really cut out a lot of context, a lot of inter-character interactions. They really did a lot to make it goofy and funny, and like I said, it was, they tried to, but when you're like pushing the funny factor a lot, then it's just like, this is just annoying to watch. Like, in the beginning I was like, okay, so they're going goofy, all right, I'm fine, it's okay. But then I'm like, oh, they're not gonna levy any of this goo, they're just gonna go straight goofy. And the books have like goofy moments to it too. It's not that it doesn't, it just, they just overplayed it, I felt, and it just really ruined some of the plot that they were going for. And it's really disappointing because even with the plot, they were keeping it step by step, but then they kind of like hopped over a lot of stuff. Not like, yeah, they just hopped over a lot of stuff, and it's really disappointing because it was just like lost context between characters. Like they removed dialogue. Or I know there's time when you can, but then it's like they're just like, sometimes they just like went over some fun scenes and just like made it very generic, and it's very disappointing. And because the way the animation's like good, like nice and clean, I liked it. It was like, it was simple, and I was like, okay, they're not, it was like nice clean animation. The soundtrack for it was reasonable, like there was nothing like crazy good about it. And it turned out basic to what I was expecting. And then the finale happened, for this show, and then it just dropped and made it horrible. Yeah, this ruined this show in my opinion. Like they just like fast-tracked so much, and just like there's just so much they could have done, and they just kind of, in my opinion, they just like the finale is like garbage. Like why? There's a lot of like, I get to use reuse scenes, but it looks like it feels like the studio just kind of rushed the end, because even the finale, when the finale is ending, the end credits, Larry, you think, okay, because I know there's context for a season two, they just like rush a whole like mini arc that is, in my opinion, one of the most interesting arcs of the aristocrat story, and they just like rush through it like boom 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 boom, like, oh, and certain characters were introduced in the finale, and like, oh, this is this person's significant other, and they have like a really cool moment when it's written out, but when you're seeing it here, it's like, yeah, they just pop up and like, oh wow, that's what a waste. It's very, very disappointing. This is a waste of a good opportunity. It's like it just, this is coming from someone who has read it, and if I even if I didn't see it, it's awkward to see where it went at the end, because if I didn't know about it, I think I wouldn't even have watched it, because it was a little too goofy for my taste. I just kept watching it because I knew and I was hoping that the it would get better, but it just didn't, and that's the disappointing part of this anime, because they never make use of Kane's ability or his character. They just made him this sometimes this incompetent child that just overuses his abilities, where there are times in the story where he was able to learn and grow a little bit, but they just like made fun of it a lot, and I'm like, and like I said, there were points where like, he's getting scolded, that's fine, that makes sense, but then like, now they're just going overboard with the scolding. That's ridiculous, come on, really? So yeah, it's one of my most disappointing like anime series, like adaptations. It is one of the worst in my opinion. So I'm gonna give The Aristocrats' Overworldly Adventure Serving Gods Who Go Too Far a 4 out of 10, below average. It's like, it's bad. Just because I know where it could have been, and it's just like, no, as much as the small scenes here and there, it's just like if I didn't know the context, I probably would have gave it a 5 for genericity. I mean, I might even go down to a 3. That's how disappointing the finale is, you know. But I'll go with a 4. In the near future, I'm going to be changing how the ratings will go on Reaction Cast. So this is going to be one of the few times in the next couple episodes for Reaction Cast that I'm going to be talking about how ratings go, normal ratings. But yeah, 4 out of 10. Disappointing. Very disappointing show. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts on The Aristocrats' Overworldly Adventure Serving the Gods Who Go Too Far. Did you enjoy it? Did you read it? Did you only watch it? Are you going to watch it? Yeah, let me know down in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify. Or if you're listening to this on any of the podcast platforms, let me know through social media. So, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya.